wherever you're going or whatever you're doing, it's nice to be appreciated. And when you're a member of something that supports our community, when that organization expresses its appreciation, that is a very special day. And it was a special Monday, even though it was snowing. I'm talking with Samantha Springer, who's, I guess this is the idea of yours, Samantha. You're the executive director here. And why would you want to appreciate your members?
Because they're the whole reason we're here. Basically, we're trying to create a community environment where people can come and find resources for their businesses as well as promote their businesses on the Kenai Peninsula.
You know, it's kind of because becoming a chamber member is so important, and appreciating what the chamber does is what I do to try and express and let the community know all these things that are happening. So when that organization comes along and appreciates its members also, that's really kind of special. Congratulations.
Thank you. We really want to make sure that people understand that, you know, it's a balance act. Like, we want to make sure that we're providing services for them as well as, you know, making sure they understand we do appreciate them being here and part of what we are creating.
Now, you have a very large membership in Kenai, and of course, that was, you know, the original Chamber of Commerce, you know, back in the day. But it's also very important for new businesses or sidebar businesses when they're thinking of starting a side business or starting up a small business to become a member. Outline the benefits of being a Chamber member, Samantha.
Well, and there's quite a few more things going on this year for our members, too. So beside being on our website and our visitor guide and being able to display your information here, there's a lot of word of mouth that happens, too. So when people ask about, you know, where they should go, chamber members are who we are representing. And on top of that, especially for some of those smaller businesses, if you have even a craft business, when we do our bazaars, we have discounted pricing for our members. We also have the community business lecture series, which is free to members so that they can learn skill sets that they might not be able to just find on their own.
And, of course, it's a hub for networking. Weekly, sometimes bi-weekly, but whenever you have meetings and luncheons and speakers, it's always something that is very important to the community and to business people. And with an election year, you have candidate forums that are very well organized and well run. And here it is, another election year. But one of my favorite activities that started, well, I remember the first time they had the job shadow program, and it's gone on ever since then. And is it going to be going on again this year?
It is. It's going to be going on February 13th, and look forward to an expansion on that. We're actually looking at doing more than we've done in the past, not for this year, but in 2025, we are looking at expanding that program completely.
And for those who aren't familiar with it, it's an opportunity for high school juniors to get out in the community and see what's available here in the workforce. Back in the day, oil and gas was the biggest employer. Today, the hospital is the biggest employer. But we have talked to and interviewed national award-winning dentists who decided to go into dentistry when they went to the job shadow and said, yes, this is for me. Other people have said, you know, I thought I wanted to be a veterinarian, but you know what? I didn't really like that when I saw it. So this lets the kids experience the real world and then set their direction, set their scholarships and their education program forward because of that.
Yeah, and if somebody wants to be a nonprofit executive director, they can sit with me for the day.
I bet you they'll be lining up at the door.
Oh, I sure hope so.
Yeah, well, it's all that money that you make.
Yeah, right.
But in all seriousness, if somebody wants a real fulfilling life, serving your community and serving other businesses is the true key to success.
It is, and it actually really makes a big difference. It makes your heart feel good, too, when you see that you're actually making a difference in a community.
Anybody going to be touring fish guides?
I don't know.
A little frozen up out there. Anything else that you want to hit as we get into springtime that the Chamber's going to be doing?
No, just make sure you check out our calendar events. We have quite a few things going on, and we're keeping that really updated. So make sure you come on by and check us out.
Well, thanks for giving the shout-out to all your members and having an appreciation luncheon over at the Kenai Chamber. I'm Earl Sikorski with Samantha Springer, returning you to that appreciative sound of KSRM.